to CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. A bill that would crack down on fentanyl dealers while forcing more users into treatment has passed the State House. Much of the debate over the bill focused on what the penalties for knowingly possessing fentanyl would be, with Democrats saying the bill doesn't do enough to help addicts and Republicans saying it doesn't do enough to stop drug dealers. However, supporters of the bill, like Democratic Representative Kyle Mulica, say it might not be perfect, but it will help.
And we don't have an option to stand idly by and doing nothing while people in our community are dying.
The bill has bipartisan support and opposition. It now heads to the Senate. All Colorado four-year-olds will be eligible for 10 hours worth of free preschool per week next year. The Universal Preschool Program was signed into law yesterday. Colorado still lags behind most states in preschool access and spending. Lawmakers say the new program will help improve that. An annual gathering for birdwatchers is returning to Colorado's Eastern Plains. The Mountain Plover Festival takes place each spring in Carville, Colorado, about 65 miles east of Colorado Springs. Dan Merriweather with the Carville Community Alliance says the town's 40 residents work together to house and feed visitors.
So we're on a flyway, so we see lots of shorebirds and other birds and a lot of prairie birds that may not show up in the mountains.
The mountain plover was nearly on the endangered species list in 2006. The festival begins April 29th. Right now in Denver, it's 71 degrees and mostly cloudy. Expect partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 47 degrees. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.